Hello, it's Harold and Wes.
Oh. Hello. Hello, can you hear me, ma'am?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, can you hear
Hello.
Me now? Yes, can you hear me? All right.
Yes.
Ma'am, this is David. This is David. I'm the senior manager and the call has been connected to me. We are bringing you up from the Australian Cyber Security Center of the Visa MasterCard, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
The ACSC department, ma'am, the Australian Cyber Security Center of the Visa MasterCard, and we are ringing you from the headquarters of the Melbourne, 800 Bourke Street, all right?
Okay.
All right. The reason why we have tried to reach you up, ma'am, because this morning we got some suspicious activities trying to be found on your account on behalf of to order some gift cards for iTunes gift card, ma'am. And all the gift cards which was been ordered from iTunes, they are trying to be withdrawn from the United States of America. So are you transferring any gift card to anyone in the U.S.?
No.
That's the reason, ma'am. That's the reason.
I haven't used my MasterCard today. I used it last night in a restaurant. I have not used it today.
I do understand, ma'am, because we don't know that exactly who are the people are getting involved in this. And ma'am, like, you do have any idea, like, you have been recently visit for a shopping or a grocery and you paid your bills, you have read out any of your details to someone, ma'am?
No. Listen, I don't use my Visa card very often. I use it when I have no choice, if that makes sense, because I mostly bank with ING.
Yeah, ING Banking Corporation, right, ma'am?
Yes, but this is a Westpac card, isn't it?
All right.
Yes.
Right, ma'am? You need to know, ING and the Westpac, all these banks are the under of the Commonwealth Bank of the Australia, which is the head bank. And the ING and the Westpac bank, these are the subsidiary banks. These are the part of the Commonwealth Bank, ma'am. Right?
No, I don't understand that, no. Because the four big banks are I don't really understand. Can somebody send me an email? And I will get
that
question.
Ma'am, let me complete. What I'm trying to tell you is, right, you are getting a bit confused about the banking, right? Now, you got a Westpac card, and it's a MasterCard, right, ma'am?
I am not confused. I have a Westpac MasterCard.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do. And the debit card,
only credit card. Yes.
Yep. The Westpac card that you got, ma'am, it is starting off with 5163, right, your debit card.
My debit card? I haven't used my debit card for a long, long while.
Long, long while. And the credit card, you got a credit card with the Westpac, right, ma'am? That you use it very often.
No.
And can you... Right. And ma'am, have you used your mobile phone as well? Have you visited any website online? You visited a website with any American website? You try to purchase something from them?
No, listen to me. They're not the sort of thing someone my age does, to be brutally frank. The only thing I have bought online, I bought a t-shirt because I had no choice. It was a special t-shirt for somebody. I bought that. It has arrived. I paid for it. And when I buy a book on Kindle, I have to do that. I have no choice. That's about the sum total of it.
All right.
So do I need to cancel my MasterCard?
Definitely, ma'am. We will help you. Your card will be get locked. The first thing that we need to do is, now, listen to me for the last time, all right? Listen to me very carefully. Now, what those people did, those hackers, they tried to shift the location of your mobile phone, ma'am. Like, current location of your mobile network, which should be in Australia, it is showing in a different country. And that's the reason all the gift cards and the transactions which have been attempted, you are not getting any mail or any messages. Because those people, they have blocked your network to receive any legal transaction or messages about any purchase. Okay?
Okay. Do I need to ring Westpac and cancel my MasterCard?
Yeah, today is Saturday, ma'am, so we will be going ahead and canceling all the cards for you. So don't worry. And make sure this is a recorded line, ma'am. No need to share or read out any of your detail, all right? We are suggesting you that never ever provide any of your information to anybody, okay?
I don't. I actually don't.
Sure.
I don't need to. I hardly ever do these things. I tend to shop with cash.
All right, ma'am. So now what we are going to do, ma'am, for the cancellation, we will be help you to check the IP address location of your network which has been changed. Once you look it from your end, so you might get concerned like, yes, your mobile phone and you are in Australia, but the location is showing, how it is possible it's showing in United States. So you do use a Google on your phone, ma'am, sometimes, or a Safari browser?
How do I know this isn't a scam?
Yeah, because, ma'am, we don't want you to read out or share any of your details.
How do I know? How do I know it's not a scam?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. We are not here to ask you to verify any of your information, ma'am. And you can check on the Google for the ACSC Australia, the Australian Cyber Security Center. Okay? On the Google, check ACSC Australia and have a look, ma'am. You can see the ACSC website, the Australian Cyber Security website. Okay?
Okay, but I can't do it at the moment. I'm in the car.
Okay, ma'am. So, should I hold the line for you, ma'am?
Well, it won't help because I'm out. I'm out doing
okay.
The shopping.
All right. So, what's the time like you might be free, ma'am? Because we need to help you to check the IP address and we need to block those people from your network, whoever is getting access from the United States of America. Okay?
Well, I'll be home at 4 o'clock, okay?
All right. So what the time should I give you a call back, ma'am?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Like, this would be too late, ma'am. Can you give me 5 minutes or 10 minutes in your car so that I can help you?
Hello?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not very comfortable with doing this on my phone.
I can understand, ma'am, but we are just helping you to block your funds, which has been trying to be made fraudulently by some people from a different country now. So we're just trying to help you.
Why don't I just ring Westpac and tell them to cancel my card?
That's what, ma'am, but the most important thing is your mobile network is showing in United States of America. So once it will be shifted back to Australia, all the transactions will be cancelled and you will be receiving a cancellation email with the reference number over there, ma'am. Okay?
No, I actually don't understand.
That's
yes.
The reason, ma'am, I am asking you to just check on the Google for your IP address. So you might
I
be...
Don't, I don't know what an IP address is. Do you understand that?
That's what yeah, ma'am. I'm helping you to check that, ma'am.
I
understand.
And how can I check something I don't know what it is?
But ma'am, you can read it. You can read it. Well, if anything come up in front of you, you can read it. You can understand that, right? That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am.
I'm not illiterate, but I don't understand what an IP address is.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. Once you find your IP address, you can see it on your mobile phone. So you can see the location is written there, Australia, or it is written somewhere else. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am.
Okay.
Go to the Google. Once you're on the Google, let me know, okay?
I'm on Google, but I can't sign in.
Okay, don't you no need to sign in, ma'am. No need to sign in. Click on cancel. Don't sign in or skip.
It doesn't have a skip or cancel.
Okay, what do you see?
Forgot email. Not on your computer. Use the private browsing window to sign in. Learn more.
Okay. Close it. You can see your Google is also not working. Your email is not signing on the Google as well, right?
My email is working. My SMS is working.
Okay, your email and SMS both are working. Okay, not an issue, ma'am. Now, do you remember your email ID and your password?
No.
You don't remember that. Okay, not an issue, ma'am.
No.
Now, beg your pardon, ma'am?
No.
All right. Once you are trying to open up the Google, it's asking you to sign in over there, right?
Yes, and I can't because I have these things written down at home. I don't remember them.
I can understand your concern, ma'am. Okay, you do one thing, ma'am. What we are doing here is we are ringing up the Westpac and we are, what we are doing, we are putting your card on a hold for 24 hours, right?
Okay.
All right, and we will be giving you a call back. Make sure you answer up the call so that we can cancel up those transactions and help you to check the IP address first. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Because at the meanwhile, your Google is not working, right, ma'am? The Google is not working on your phone.
Listen, I can't answer that. I've had SMSs. I've had emails today. It's been fine.
Yeah, ma'am, I can understand. But have you get any transaction email or any transaction SMS?
I don't quite understand what that means, but no, the ones I've had
ma'am,
are from friends.
You got an email, you got an SMS, right?
Yes.
And have you get any email from the bank or any SMS from the bank?
No.
Today?
No.
That's what reason, ma'am. That's the reason. Because you should receive the message and the email. But you haven't received any email or any...
Why would I? I don't normally receive emails from the bank. I've not been using my card. So I don't understand.
Ma'am, because the payment was been made, so have you received a payment message? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No.
Because, ma'am, your internet network, your IP address, which is registered with your account, it has been get blocked. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, ma'am, since long time.
Okay. You understand, I don't really understand what you're telling me, don't you?
Ma'am, your IP address, your mobile network has been shifted to a different country. That's the reason today from the bank you are not getting any email. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am, about the transaction, about the purchase. Because those hackers, they are blocking the
Why don't we just cancel my cards and I'll get new ones?
Yes, that's the right question, ma'am. But for the cancellation, there is a procedure. We need to report these things to the cybercrime security, ma'am. Do you understand that?
It's fine. I don't mind where you report it. It's okay. Yes.
All right. So that's the reason, ma'am, you on the Google, once you open up the Google, so that we can help you for the cancel. But you are not able to sign in on the Google as well, right?
No, I am not.
And apart from this mobile, do you have any other mobile phone that you use it?
No.
All right. This is the only mobile phone you got, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now, click on sign in once.
Can we go?
Sorry, what are you asking me?
Open up the Google.
I can't sign in. I've already told you. I do not know what I signed in as when I started. It is written down in a book at home in the study.
And you're in
the
car now.
And I'm in the car out shopping. Except I'm not shopping because I'm talking to you.
Okay. You do want to wait for the call. I will be calling you up later.
Okay.
And make sure on your mobile phone you need to sign in with the email ID and your password on the Google, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So I will be giving you a call back after an hour or like...
Okay. I need to go. We've been doing this for 14 minutes. I'm meant to finish shopping. I have dogs in the car and it's hot. Okay?
All right. So after an hour or like more than an hour, should I ring you back, ma'am?
Yes.
So should I... Give me the perfect time, ma'am, because this is a security thing. We need to assign you a call back.
Listen. Just stop. Someone should train you to stop talking at people when they don't understand things, because it does not help. Just talking at me will not make this any better. It is 3:30. I've already told you, call me at 4. Okay?
Okay, ma'am. All right, ma'am.